A woman blew herself up and another man was killed in the Paris suburb of Saint-Denis before dawn on Wednesday as France's anti-terrorism police stormed the neighborhood hunting for the suspected mastermind behind last Friday's Paris attacks. With nerves already jangled by last week's violence, which killed 129 people, Parisians awoke on Wednesday to find the northern outskirts of their city sounding like a war zone. Here is what we know so far about Wednesday's events. The SWAT squads, known by the French initials RAID, R-A-I-D, began their operation at 4:20 a.m. local time when they closed in on a building down a small side street in the Saint-Denis suburb of Paris, not far from the Stade de France, a target of the recent attacks. As the police closed in on the apartment in the modest income neighborhood, a woman inside detonated a suicide vest, according to the Paris prosecutor François Moline. A second died in a hail of grenades and other projectiles, according to Moline, who described the person as a terrorist. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve told reporters in Saint-Denis that seven people have been arrested, three inside the apartment, two who were hidden under rubble, and two others, the landlord of the property and his friend. Police sources told French reporters that one target of the raid had been Abdelhamid Aboud, the 27-year-old Belgian suspected of being the operational commander behind the Paris attacks on behalf of ISIS. ISIS claimed responsibility for the worst attack on French soil since World War II and had trumpeted Aboud as one of their leading lights among its Western recruits. Until early Wednesday, French sources had said that Aboud, who came from the Brussels suburb of Molenbeek, was likely in Syria. French President François Hollande said on television after the raids that his country was at war against terrorism by ISIS and that he wanted to build a large coalition to destroy the group. Police sources told BFMTV that police had placed a woman under surveillance several days ago who they thought might be sheltering Aboud. Moline said they could not confirm if Aboud was in the apartment. A man from the targeted building told BFMTV that he had allowed two people who came from Belgium to sleep in his apartment for a day or two on the request of his friend. When he told his friend there was no mattress for them, he said it was not a problem since they just wanted water and to pray. I was asked to do a favor. I did a favor. I did not know they were terrorists. I learned like you. Five police officers were lightly injured and ambulances tended to them in a nearby street. One resident told Le Monde newspaper that he was jolted awake to the sounds of rapid gunfire with police cars and fire trucks outside and helicopters overhead. We knew it was terrorists trying to shoot at the police. It went on for half an hour, he said. Another resident told French television that she was woken by a huge explosion, immediately followed by police bursting into her apartment and telling her to get down on the ground. Moline's statement about 4 hours into the operation said police had arrested three men in the apartment, whose identities cannot be verified at this time. They also arrested a man and a woman in a second apartment nearby. Mobile phone footage shot from a high window shown on the BBC depicted bursts of gunfire that continued for several minutes. Police have also said a further two people were arrested. Authorities confirmed that a police dog named Diesel was killed by terrorists. Saint-Denis is just 4 miles from the Le Bourget district, where about 100 heads of state, including President Barack Obama, are due to meet on November 30th for the 11-day international climate change negotiations known as COP21. For days, Hollande has said he is determined to continue with the event, the biggest in France in many years, as a show of global solidarity against terrorism. Saint-Denis is a near suburb on the outer edge of the freeway encircling Paris's 20 districts. Its 40,000 residents comprise a large number of Muslims, many born in the Paris area, and in recent years it has undergone an economic revival. Abandoned factory areas were transformed into television and movie studios, and it is the site of major high-tech conferences. It is also a short distance from the National Stadium, the Stade de France, where three suicide bombers blew themselves up during a France-Germany soccer match last Friday, which Hollande was attending with the German foreign minister and families of the German wing's plane crash earlier this year. France extended its national state of emergency imposed on the weekend for the next 3 months, allowing security forces to conduct sweeps and crackdowns on any people or organization suspected of being a threat to public order, government spokesman Stephanie Le Foll said on Wednesday.